Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
We're talking about two words from two independent people spread 5 minutes apart right here on breakfast this morning that have shared a particular message. Now, Zanti can hear me, so I'm just going to say this. I'm feeling excited because I feel like God's raising his voice this morning in a good way, not in an angry way, but in a way that's like, okay, everybody, you need to listen up now. I want to say something. And when I realized that God would use this platform that I've literally only have control over in terms of what the buttons are that are being pressed, what comes out of people's mouths, well, are we leaving up to God? So you know what we've heard. I'm not going to tell Zanti, and I'm just going to sit back and hear what Zanti brings. And Zanti's not going to see this as pressure. Zanti's probably as excited as we are. More than Zanti Swane Pulukhanet.
Môre, Brad. Nou is dit omtrent 'n wonder wat jy nou hoor. Hoe awesome is dit? Ek het nou nie 'n klou waaroor jy gepraat
Precies.
het of wat daar gebeur nie, but what I do know is that God works in diversity and as I iets vir julle sê en vir my sê en wat almal sê, dan is dit regtig op sy hart om dit te sê.
Mm.
So wat ek vanoggend op my hart voel en regtig wil deel met die luisteraars is net iets wat my net weer kom wegblaas het. Oor hoe betrokke die Here by ons lewens is en hoe sy detail. En dit maak my opgewonde, dit gee my hoop om te weet dat die Here in so 'n kosbare manier by my en by jou luisteraar betrokke is in ons lewe.
Mm.
En die laaste week kom 'n versie op verskeie maniere by my uit. As ek die Bybel oopmaak dan lees ek dit. As iemand iets post dan sê dit. As iemand vir my 'n WhatsApp stuur, dan het dit in. En dan begin ek nogal wonder wat die Here sê.
Ja.
En die versie wat die hele tyd nogal opkom, is Psalm 126 vers 5 tot 6, wat sê, "Those who sow with tears will reap with shouts of joy." En ek het dit my so diep weer kom raak, oor dat die Here sê, want die twee goed gaan nie half vir my saam nie, "Those who sow with tears will reap with joy." So het ek rarig, soos wat ek maar doen, saam met die Here wandel en bid en ponder en in sy woord betrokke raak en bietjie gaan navorsing. Dis my so mooi, as ek net weer besef het, maar daar's soveel detail in 'n traan. So much detail in our tears. En wat ek met jou deel vanoggend, moet jou so opgewonde maak as wat dit my maak.
Mm.
Want there are so many details in your tears. Ek weet jy, as die Here skryf in Psalm 56 vers 8, hy sê, "You number and record my wanderings. You number them and you record them. You put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" En ek het soveel keer hieroor gewonder dat die Here elke traan wat ek stort in 'n bottel het by hom. Maar hoe is die rekorde in die boek? Het ek nogal baie oor gewonder. Totdat ek hierdie week begin ponder het oor die volgende. Because the details of your tears many times reveals a roadmap of what is happening in your life at that point. Julle daar's 'n dame met die naam van Rose Lynn Fisher. And she has a project called Topography of Tears, where she uses microscopes to give us an unexpected view of another familiar subject, dried human tears.
Hmm.
When she caught one of her own tears on a slide, yeah, dried it, and peered at it through a microscope, Brad, it looked like an aerial view of a landscape from an aeroplane. Jy moet dit sien, ek gaan dit op my Facebook page sê. Dit is ongelooflik. She started calling it aerial views of emotional terrain. In die verskillende trane, dit lyk soos erosion on the earth. As jy al by die Grand Canyon was, baie van dit vir soos Grand Canyon gelyk. Some look like big cities and some like broad landscapes with rivers flowing through.
Hmm.
Dit het soveel sin gemaak as jy na Romans 8 verses 22 toe gaan wat sê the whole creation is groaning for redemption. Dit in ons trane lyk dit soos 'n landskap. wat uitroep vir redemption. She started dividing our tears into three categories. Emotional tears, happiness and joy, sadness and despair. Basal tears, those are just released continuously day by day just to keep the cornea lubricated.
Yeah.
And reflex tears, secreted in a response to irritants like dust, onion, vapors and tear gas. But all tears contain a variety of biological substances like oils, antibodies and enzymes suspended in salt water. But the tears from each different category include distinct molecules as well. We're made to awesome is the God that we do. Emotional tears, happiness, sadness, despair, for instance, has been found to contain protein-based hormones, including the neurotransmitter phenethylamine, a natural painkiller that is released when the body is under pain, emotional pain. Kan jy dink dat die Here ons so amazing gemaak het, dat hy 'n natural painkiller in ons trane gesit het, as ons emosionele pyn beleef. Dis hoe kosbaar hy is. Dis hoe groot hy is. Closely studying tears for so long made Fisher think of them as more than just salty liquid we discharge during difficult moments. Tears are the medium of our most primal language in moments as unrelenting as death, as basic as hunger, as complex as rite of passage, she says. It is though each one of our tears carries a microcosm of the collective human experience, like a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
The detail of such things always blows my mind. As the Here say that he's numbered and he has your tears in his bottle and he has recorded it, it is to me like the Creator is an undeniable patterns found in his creation are in your tears. And to think that the shortest verse in the Bible makes up the most powerful statement about the Lord and his very own tears. In John 11 verses 35, where it says, Jesus wept.
Yeah.
That whole earthly experience captured in the memory of a tear. If he has captured your whole experience in the design of your tear, then it is really recorded as the word says. Are they not in your book? Psalm 56. Who are we to feel unworthy today? Missed, not seen, not loved, when in such detail, God is watching over you. He has numbered the hair on your head. You are wonderfully and fearfully made in his image. He has died for you. He has made you free. He's involved in the detail of your life. Don't live a life not recognizing and receiving his love, mercy and grace towards you. En ek het dit regtig op my hart vanoggend vir elke reisdraer, vir myself, vir Brad, vir jou, vir almal by Kaapse Kansel. Jy weet, as elke traan wat ons stort, 'n experience bank is van wat ons deurgegaan het om daai traan te stort. En die woord van die Here sê, dit is by hom in 'n bottel, it's recorded. Hoe kan ons twyfel of hy ons gebede hoor? Kan ons twyfel of hy belangstel in my? Ek het vandag regtig net op my hart dat ons die leuns van die vyand moet begin ophou glo. En ek het op my hart om regtig vandag vir die luisteraars te bid. En ek wil regtig net vanoggend sê, Here, U ken elke persoon wat vanoggend oor hierdie liggolwe luister. U weet waar hulle is, U weet waar hulle self bevind. U weet wat hulle bekommernisse is. U weet wat hulle vrese is. U weet wat hulle opgewonde maak. Here, U weet. U sê dat daar nie 'n traan is wat ons sal stort, wat nie opgeteken is in die boek nie. En hoe wonderbaarlik is het vir oggend om te weet dat elke uitgedroogde traan soos 'n landskap lyk, fisies. An experience captured in a water molecule. Dis hoe betrokke een ons lewens is. Jy mag elke luisteraar weet vanmôre dat die leuns van die vyand nie waar is nie. Dat jy kosbaar is in sy oë. Dat jou gebede hy dit hoor. Dat hy jou wonderbaarlik geskaap het, dat daar doel is met jou lewe. Dat hy lief is vir jou. Dat sy genade vir jou genoeg is vandag. En wanneer hy aan jou dink, dink hy aan jou hele gesin. We serve a God that saves families because of one person. We serve a God that saves a generation because of one family. In Jesus' name, may the truth of his love towards you make you free. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Zanti. And yes, we are talking about the love of God this morning. So thank you so much for tying that all together so beautifully. And someone, a listener, just said, yes, he loves us so tenderly. We can turn away from sin by loving him back. And that was one of the other conversations earlier on, where just true love is really giving us the freedom to sin as much as we want to, but choosing not to. Having full access to sin, but choosing not to. And so thank you that we can focus on what you've shared with us this morning. This podcast will be available, and the notes as well of the verses that Zanti shared, we'll put there for you as well. And you can find that on kpulpit.co.za. It's a weird morning here in the studio, and I don't know where it is where you are as well. We're completely wrapped in mist. I can barely see out of these otherwise enormous windows that would give me a view everywhere. So I feel like I'm wrapped in this mist. I can hardly see outside the window. And I've just got someone, a whole lot of people reminding us, all that are listening this morning, about the love of God. So let us be wrapped warm in that today. And as I see a few lights coming through, the only thing we can see are these car lights breaking through the mist. And may that be our experience of God's love for us, just breaking us through all of the things that shield us and hide us from the truth of who we are and who the truth of who he is. So thanks, Zanti. Thanks for being part of the team this morning.
Thank you, Brad. And yes. It's powerful. And I think when we start focusing on who he is and his love for us, we don't actually have time to sin because we are just in wonder.
Yeah.
We are just in wonder. May that also be the mist of wonder wrapping us today of who he is and his love towards each one of us. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day in the paper.
Thank you, Zanti. Bye.
Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.